Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Welcome back to Total Information AM with Tom Ackerman. I'm Megan Lynch. Well, how well do our favorite sitcoms and dramas show what it means to be a mom? Several nonprofits recently released a report looking at issues like diversity, family roles, and accurate portrayal of everyday life. Joining us with insights on that study, Dr. Ashton Spino, Associate Professor of Mass Communications at Southern Illinois University, Edwardsville. Thanks for being on with us this morning.
Thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
My first question is, based on the study that was done, what are TV shows getting right at this point?
Well, that's a good question. So we do see depictions of moms, so that's good. So we see moms that are having jobs, moms that have children, obviously. The report focuses less on the positive aspects. So that might be the end of it.
What are they not getting right?
I think so one of the main findings was that moms on TV are mostly shown as white, young, and thin, which is a stark contrast to the demographics of the United States. I was really struck by this statistic that only 1.8% of moms were shown as being fat. And they're using the word fat in this report as a value neutral descriptor that's not rooted in medical practices to kind of destigmatize the word. And it's like, really, less than 2% of moms are fat? You know, if you're in the throes of young motherhood, especially postpartum, and you're just kind of eating whatever you can find, I mean, it's just not reality. So, you know, moms that are watching might feel inadequate.
Well, and not only just the size of moms, but, you know, I'm wondering how accurate it portrays what it takes most moms to get ready and look presentable every day.
Exactly. Yeah, they talked about that too. So they talked about like this just kind of effortless put together look that we see for the moms on TV. The work that goes into being fit and having, you know, a put together outfit and hair and makeup and nails, the work that goes into that isn't shown. And so, I think it can just lead to those feelings of guilt and inadequacy that so many moms might feel.
You know, this is so interesting to talk about. It reminds me of a course I took back in college, television criticism. We talked about all of these things. And, you know, that was, 25, 30 years ago. Things have changed. But when I watch this and I look at these numbers for TV families, the father is the main breadwinner 86.5% of the time. Is that what I see? That's not accurate with the data in real life.
Right. And I mean, we still see that women are underpaid. So, you know, I need to look more into this statistic. I think they're saying that that dads are making more money than moms on TV. So that part might be accurate. But I don't know if they're saying that or if they're saying that women are shown not working as much. That's certainly not the case. So, you know, women are working outside the home, inside the home. And actually what you were saying, Gina Davis kind of commented on this in an interview with Vanity Fair. She says, you know, since the days of June Cleaver on TV, she's really surprised by how dated some of these representations and portrayals seems. Like, she said the representation of motherhood seems like such a throwback that doesn't reflect modern reality anywhere as near as she closely had hoped or imagined, which, you know, since the Me Too movement and other strides we've made more recently for women, you think, okay, we're going to see more positive representation, but it's actually remarkable how much it hasn't changed.
Ashton, you know, when I think of the June Cleaver example and the perfect household and, you know, the kitchen that was never dirty and actually never seemed to be used very much. Have we improved on that depiction any more than in the past? Or, you know, do they continue to not really show those domestic duties on TV?
You know, so we don't have, this report is not a longitudinal analysis, but on the face of it, I think that we see less of the work that goes into maintaining a clean home. So, you know, those, the TV shows from the 50s and 60s showed more of that. I mean, you saw women in the kitchen, you saw women cleaning the home. Now we see women that are, you know, shown kind of looking good and relaxing in a beautiful home. And so, yeah, we're seeing less of the work that goes into maintaining the house.
Maybe we should have more moms writing the scripts and writing these shows, right?
Yeah, and that's a, that was one of the recommendations from the report. Like, let's see more, you know, we need better policies for women writers so that they can actually be there to write the scripts to get a more accurate representation.
As someone who analyzes the media a lot in your role at SIUE, I'm wondering for you what you feel is the significance of this study and the women who were behind it, some of the names behind it, including Gina Davis.
Yeah, so I think, so this is a content analysis. So this is kind of that first step of showing what are the portrayals. You know, then we can move on to an effect study. You know, how are people impacted by these portrayals? I think in the long run, this report's important because if we think about, you know, these representations of moms kind of effortlessly balancing motherhood and work and looking good while doing it, you know, this really obscures the reality that most actual moms are living. So eventually, I think it could lead to some important policy changes. You know, we need better paid parental leave. We need more affordable childcare or subsidized childcare. So I'm hoping it could lead to some positive changes in the future.
And just one more thing for me, going back again, can you review sort of what was evaluated here? Or are we right in that it was sitcoms, dramas? Just exactly how deep did it go?
You know, that's a, I was trying to figure that out as well. So yeah, they did not give a lot of information about their sample. So I believe it was, I can't find it. I believe it was a sample of shows from 2022. I think it was.
Yeah, here it is. I see our analysis of scripted television programs in 2022.
So that would include beyond sitcoms. So, yeah. You know, honestly, I could reach out to them and find out. I'm curious to know what they looked at, but it sounds like they were looking at streaming, cable, you know, all types of different programming.
Sure.
I definitely want some more relatable moms out there on TV, Ashton.
Please.
I agree. I'm with you.
Dr. Ashton Spino, Associate Professor of Mass Communications at Southern Illinois University, Edwardsville. Thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Thanks again.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.